Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, thinking dollar bill. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grandma back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you're free to slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, they got here chopping my feet off. And if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done as you cooking, or is you hearing your father say well done as he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise. Cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harriet, bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we threw it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us say.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in that freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today, because Father God is good and good all the time, and all the time He is good. Well, you know what? Today is Friday. You know, it's the end of the week. Some people say, well, thank God it's Friday. Well, we're supposed to thank God every day, whether it's Friday or not, or every day we should thank Father God just for allowing us to be here. Because it's not that we're so good, my brothers and my sisters. It's because He is so good. I said it's not because that we're so good, my brothers and my sisters. It's because He is so good. So we must not think that it's all about us. That's what we did wrong when we start thinking that it's all about us. It's never all about us. It's about Father God and His Word. See? It's about His Word, because the Bible says to study, to show yourself approved. Not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. I said, but who rightly
divine, the word truth. So, you know what? We must learn to rightly divide it. Because what happens is that the reason so many people are lost, they don't know the right way, is because we don't have enough teachers and teachers that are rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible is the word of truth, my brothers and my sisters. That's what it is. It's a book of life. The Bible is the word of truth, my brothers and my sisters. It's a book of life. It's a book of living. That's what we do when we read it. We read it to show ourselves approved, but we also read it because we need to know it. I said because we need to know it. That's why we read it. See, certain things in the Bible tells us how to live. It tells us how to treat others right. That's what the Bible tells us what to do. It tells us how to live. It tells us how to treat others right. It's more to the Bible than just, as you say, inspirational quotes. Now, there are inspirational quotes in the Bible. Yes, there are. We thank Father God for that. But there's also scriptures in the Bible that talk about repentance. They talk about don't be nosy and stay out of other folks' business. There's scriptures in the Bible that says don't be money hungry. Don't love money. Money is the root of all evil. It talks about your flesh. And don't give in to the desires of the flesh. Those things are in the Bible too. Repentance is in the Bible. But we never hear folks talk about repentance. You never hear people talk about love your neighbor as you love yourself. We never hear people talk about don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Don't commit fornication. Don't lie. And one of the six things in the seventh is an abomination to Father God is being a liar. But we never hear, you know, preachers, the majority of preachers now are more motivational speakers, and I'm not going to get on that soapbox because I've already been on that soapbox before. I want to talk about something else today. The Bible says in Genesis, it talks about, and I want you to understand you are a queen. You are somebody. You're not a hoe. You're not a bitch. You are a queen. See? And see, when our brothers talk to us and make references to us being bitches and hoes, especially our African-American brothers, they should really know better because of the things that have been going on in the African-American history. They should know that it is not in order to be calling their sisters hoes and bitches. That just shows the world that you have a slave mentality, my brothers. If you're out there showing naked nude pictures of African-American women with your clothes off, and you're not helping the system. You're not helping us as a class of people. You're destroying the African woman when you do that. Because not only are you disrespecting her, it doesn't matter if she's disrespecting herself or not. I mean, it does matter because she should not be disrespecting herself because the Bible says that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Thing. And you have to be careful what you do with your body, my sisters. You have to respect yourself. But even so, if you don't know any better, and nobody's ever taught you how to respect yourself, then the brothers, African-American brothers and others, I'm not leaving anybody out because it's across the board, men, You got to respect your sister. It is an abomination to God, and it is a sin for you to disrespect your sisters. Okay. Calling them bitches and hoes is out there naked with their eight up in the air and their tits out is not respecting your sisters. Africa is the motherland. We were brought over here as slaves. Some people say, well, I don't know. But what I'm telling you, we came over as slaves. The women were stripped naked, beat, raped, and sold. And then you want to take your sisters out there, naked, stripped naked, with their butt and tits out, and you want to show the world your sisters naked, and they have already been demonized by the slavery of coming over here naked, torn, abused, and you want to do the same thing in 2016. You want to show your sisters naked. Very disrespectful. Whether they are doing, whether you say, well, they disrespect themselves, but so that means that you should disrespect them also. But they don't know no better. You should disrespect them also. Just because they disrespect themselves, you're supposed to be the keeper. You're supposed to be protecting your sisters, my brothers. And then you want to get mad when other folk disrespect your sisters. You don't respect your own sisters, my brothers. See? It's not what you say when things go bad. It's what you do when things are good. See? Because you can say all day long, they shouldn't have hit her. They shouldn't have put her to the ground. They shouldn't have beat her. They shouldn't have done her like that when things like that happen. But then you take your own sisters and show them out here naked with everything showing. You call them bitches and hoes, but then you don't understand why society does not respect your sisters as they should to nurture them like they're nothing. Okay. And we as sisters and as women, we've got to have more respect for ourselves. We are queens of this. We are queens. We came from royalty. So you ought not let no man disrespect you. I said, you are queens. You came from royalty. Africa is the richest country on this. There's no other country with more minerals, more diamonds, more gold, more rubies, more exotic animals than Africa, because it is where it all began. That's where the Garden of Eden is. If you didn't know, I'm telling you now, it is in Africa. It is in Africa. So you need to get out of your mentality, the slave mentality, because that's all what it is. You are bound by your mind, and you have a slave mentality because you do not know who you are. You are kings and you are queens. You are not hoes. You are not bitches. You are queen. So you need to take your rightful place in society and stop being made to look like something that you are not, the Father God never meant for you to be. Six. Respect is earned, not given. So you can't expect anyone else to respect your sisters when you do not respect them, sis. The respect starts from you, sis. It starts from you. If you're not giving any respect to anybody, then you get mad when nobody else respects your sister. But you got to come out of that mentality that you are in. It is driving this society, and it's just a mentality from hell. See, because Father God never told nobody to call their sisters hoes and bitches. They don't come from God. never came from him. See, anything negative like that, that talks about, talk down to the queens, that is straight from hell. You got to know, my brothers, the trick of the enemy. See, we're going to talk, I'm going to talk about Zeporia, who is an Ethiopian, who's the Ethiopian wife of Moses. Yes, Moses was married to an African woman. Okay? She was an African, she was an Ethiopian. Moses' wife was an Ethiopian. Okay? Some of y'all didn't even know that. You know why you didn't know that? Because you don't read your Bible. The Bible is a wealth of knowledge. You didn't know that the Garden of Eden was in Africa because you do not read your Bible. See? You don't know that because you do not read the Word of God. You got to start reading if you want some knowledge. The Bible says that my people perish from what? From lack of knowledge. Knowledge. That's what my people perish from. Because you don't know, because you don't want to know. If you wanted to know, you would pick up your Bible and you would read. We're going to start right here. We're going to talk about Zipporah. Arriving home earlier than usual, they told how the Egyptians had helped them. Right up as they found a Pharaoh, Moses must have looked every inch a cultured Egyptian. Invited home, Moses was content to live with Jethro's family, and he married Zipporah, the eldest of the seven daughters. Three sons were born of the union, Gershom and Eliza. Writers affirm, without adequate support, that the dark-skinned Ethiopian, the Cushite woman, whom Miriam and Aaron were jealous over, is merely a description of Zipporah. Who was jealous? Miriam and Aaron was jealous because Moses married a dark-skinned Ethiopian. They called it in the Bible the Cushite woman. And it's merely a description of Zipporah, and that therefore Moses was only married once. Okay. But the statement he had married an Ethiopian woman, Ethiopian, Africa, Ethiopian woman, an African woman, implies a recent occurrence that Zipporah, whom Moses had married 40 years previously. Let me tell you something. Why was Miriam and Aaron jealous over that? Zipporah was a beautiful woman. Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful, dark skin Ethiopian woman. Okay. So you have to know who we are. Not only who we are in Christ, but who the Bible tells us that we are. See, every dark-skinned woman in the Bible, the Queen of Sheba, dark-skinned, beautiful African woman, see, a queen. There's several more in the Bible. And because you do not read, you do not understand the importance of knowing who you are. Because if you really know who you are, then you wouldn't do the things that you do because you know that you're a king. Yeah, you know that you're a king. You know where you came from. And because a lot of us do not know who we come from, we tend to only look at what we do know, and that's what's here today. See, what's here today is an abomination to Father God that are out here on the internet. Porn, all this kind of stuff. It's an abomination to Father God. See? You can repent because we all have repentance. We all can repent. Father God says we must repent before we see the kingdom of heaven. Are you to continue to do as you do and Let me tell you, there's only one or two places that we go after we die, either heaven or hell. And yes, they both are true. There is a heaven and there is a hell. The Bible calls it the lake of fire. You cannot get into heaven without repenting. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Father God. The Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Father God. So we all know that we're sinners because we were born into sin and shaped in iniquity, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay. That doesn't mean that you have to stay where you are. That doesn't mean that. That's why Jesus Christ, who is the redemption for our sins, who is the redeemer for our sins. That's why Father God sent his Son here on earth to walk the earth as the Word that became flesh. He walked the earth because away from us. He became appropriation for our sins. He's the redeemer. So you don't have to die and go to hell, my brothers and my sisters. I said you don't have to die and go to hell unless you choose to. It's a choice. Because believe me, everybody's not going to heaven. No, it doesn't work like that. You can read Revelations if you think it does, because it does not. I don't care what the picture tells you, everybody's going to heaven. They are not. If that was the case, then there would not be a hell. I said if that was the case, then it would not be a hell. But the Bible says that if you look at it, you will see heaven. Yes. And nobody's teaching on repentance anymore. And repentance is all the way through the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. Okay. But nobody wants to repent. But the Bible says if you repent for your sins, you will walk through heaven. But my brothers and my sisters, the Bible also says in this world today, we are in the last days. The Bible tells us that. We are in the last days. There's no doubt about that. That's what we're in. But because we're in the last days, does not mean you can continue to do how you want to do, say what you want to say. That doesn't mean that, my brothers and my sisters. I said that doesn't mean that you can do what you want to do and say what you want to say. You got to understand the Father God looks upon us every day. He looks and he sees what we do on every day. He even knows what we say before it even comes out of our mouth. Because he made us. He knew us in our mother's womb. And he knows all about us. So let's keep it real, for real, for real. Let's stop playing. Let's get it right. Let's make it right. It's right. And stop playing. Let's help our brothers and our sisters become a better man or woman that they should be. Let's extend a hand to our brother that's drowning. Because he is a reflection of you. And it's my desire, my brothers and my sisters, that we all, and it's Father God's desire, that we all make it to heaven. He knows that we all won't make it there. Because some of us are not going to do what's right. And we're not going to repent. Because we like doing what we do. But it's not Father God's desire, the Bible says, that anybody perish. Anyway, I'm going to be back on here tomorrow. I know it'll be the same time or whatever time that I choose to come on. But you all have a blessed and a wonderful day. Choose the right way. Choose Father God's way. And if you would, spread the word. You know, this Bible study, you can download it. You can share it with others. It's in podcast form. If you don't want to tell them, let me tell them. I said, if you don't want to tell them, let me tell them. But share the word of God, you know. This podcast is on iTunes, you know. So you can, and you can share it on all media, you know, all different social media. Have a blessed and a wonderful day, my brothers and sisters.
We're not playing out here. It's for real. We living out here for life. We trying to get it. Ain't nobody finna take our life. I keep my young homies out here with these things. My big homies keep handling me. We gon' keep it cracking. My other name should have been Jesse Jazz, but I stay with my cannon. I didn't have no choice. I was raised right around the corner from where we stand. Hollow points ended in all of that. I'm ready. We gang bang.
My cousin was a killer. He done put a lot of triggers. He done made a lot of mamas cry. If you ask him why he do it, he done say I'm young and foolish. Bang on you right before he lets the bullets fly.
He ain't had no sense of dignity. His daddy was a mystery. You probably end up dead or sitting in a penitentiary. And tell the judge he can go to hell for the sentencing. It probably make no sense to you, but listen to the history. The new Jim Crow or the old one? People out here fighting for equality, and honestly, I think they owe some. Back in Folsom, Cleaver got a message for the people. Bunch you with them, and they trying to stop the evil, and they clicked up with they fists up. The whole neighborhood feeling like they meant some. Then it was a mix-up. Feds got them fixed up. End of the movement. Back to the bricks, bruh. And Raymond Washington about to start the Crips up. They getting bigger every day and trying to fix up. They saw Geronimo Pratt dodging bullets from attack. Guess they figure we don't really want it this much.
You know, originally the gangs were created to protect everybody in the community. There was lynching and bombing going on, and the gangs were there to protect. What people don't understand is a lot of the leaders died.
Medgar Evers
has been shot.
Bunchy Carter
has been shot.
Fred Hampton
has been shot.
MLK
has been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
These youngsters didn't have any direction, no leaders to look up to, so they imploded
on
themselves.
They say Crip stands for community, revolutionary in a party service. Way before the genocide and the murders, a little after integration was the verdict. When bombs may go off after Sunday service, wow. They protecting their community, then it turned into diplomatic community. Then the fight against oppression was depressing. Now they keep on losing battles and they started losing unity. Now they beat each other blue black, force fed self hate to the juke crack. Got their own folks hiding on the rooftop. They ain't finna take no more, they finna shoot back. Bow. Now they blind like a family, they all blood. From the concrete jungle to the small hood, throwing signs up, now the crime's up. We was meant to kill oppression, now we loading eyes up. But never mind us, crime. Factory to close, now a lot of people jobless. Now they got the drugs coming in from Nicaragua. Government to turn a blind eye, or they got it.
It was a perfect storm. I mean, we're talking post-segregation, and what are you going to do? The factories have closed, and no one's hiring anybody from the urban community because of what you look like. And now there's a war going on in Nicaragua, and drugs are being imported into your community. Are you going to sell drugs, or are you going to be homeless? Because the government's not paying attention.
Huh, man, you tell me. What's a reasonable man to say? There's a high school in Alabama named after Robert E. Lee, and it's 89% black. You don't see the irony? What it do to a psyche? It's simple, you don't like me. What I'm supposed to do now? Delusional, calling that system criminal justice, where the rich and the guilty are safer than the poor and the innocent. Why would we listen when American churches scuff their toms on our brothers' dead bodies as they march to stop gay marriage? Yo, we had issues with Planned Parenthood too. We just cared about black lives outside the wombs just as much as in. Young man gon' find purpose somehow. And the nation was at least around. And when his vice lords told him he was of royal descent, and that war on drugs felt much more like war on the poor, he figured, forget it. But won't you come stay a while? Tell us how the Son of Man walked on Egyptian and Eastern soil and wasn't just a Western construct.